Hello, everyone. It is the 27th, the evening of Wednesday night, and I'm preparing this for the 28th, Thursday morning. You know, I'm 68 years old, and the older I get, the more I understand how that perceptions really are a big part of a person's life, how they perceive another person, you know. And I have probably misperceived a lot of people in my lifetime. And I'll probably misperceive a lot of other people before I leave this cursed earth. And I'm sure a lot of people have misperceived me as well. You know, been talking a lot about the aspect of what is love, true love, of another individual. You know, I've often been accused of a lot of things in my life. I've been accused of lying, cheating. I've been accused of misrepresenting things to people. And I think probably those people that are making those accusations really believe what they're saying. And then I've had people lie to me and cheat me and steal from me and, pretty much take me for a ride. But yet if you were to talk to them, they probably didn't feel like they were lying or cheating or stealing from me at all. This is what happens in a fallen world. And I'm glad that we have the remedy which is found in Christ alone for all of these misunderstandings, these things that we go through, you know. And oftentimes when we try to follow what the Word of God is showing us, we're sorely persecuted for it. You know, this week I've had three different people discontinue fellowshipping with me because I tried to stand for what I believe the Bible teaches. And they've indicated they don't want to communicate with me anymore. They don't want me emailing them anymore. They want to cease all communications with me because they became upset over my position. Okay. Well, there were people that became upset with Christ and his positions. He said, if they hate me, they will hate you. Okay? And so, it gets to be very lonely out there when you try to stand for the Bible. And if you were to poll these three people I'm referring to, they would probably tell you that I was vindictive, and I was intolerant, and I was judgmental, and I was making false accusations, and all kind of things. But I don't see it that way at all. I was just trying to be truthful with them. Okay? And so, we're going to be facing this the rest of our lives while we're down here on this earth. In the 24th chapter of Matthew, it tells us that many will be offended and betray one another. And, so anyway, and by the way, it's not that I didn't and don't love all three of those individuals. Okay. In fact, one of those individuals I was very, very close to. because we held very, very similar beliefs in our doctrine. And so that's what happens sometimes. We can't just throw up our hands and say, well, I can't go on. You know, no, we cannot put our faith or our confidence in, not in ourselves and not in others. Our confidence and our trust and our faith is given to us by God to believe in the completed work of Christ on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And that's our only hope. I've often relayed to this audience, on sermon audio at least, that when my dad was about 80 years old, I think he was 85 years old, I called him one day and I was ranting and raving about all of the ills of society and how we'd been lied to our whole life regarding so many different things. And my dad listened to me for about 15 minutes. He just listened to me unwind. And then after I got all through, he said, well, Larry, I got a question for you. What do you want? He goes, I'm 85 years old. What do you want me to do about this? What do you want me to do about this? And I've never forgotten that. You know, we can't change people's behaviors. We can't change what people believe. We can't even change our own beliefs and our own behaviors without the Holy Spirit of God directing us. And so, my dad went on to say, you know, Larry, we have the truth. You and I have the truth. Of course, he was referring to what Christ had accomplished on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. Okay? And so, let us remember that this morning. We can't change the ills of society. We can't change who governs us. We can't change how people that we love respond to us. We can only look to Christ, who is our King for all things. May the good Lord be with you today in a special way, is my prayer. God bless.